construct your celluloid dilemma. With scissors, cut to pieces. Take from your own pieces. Steal them, and hold, fix a camera on your stomach. As leverage for self-consumption. The underground route. Trembles when viewed as the compression of an eon into a film. The cane crop builds a bridge down to a spring. We meet at a bar and yet she uses a phone. To hear me. Her mouth moves. And the music gets louder, the space between. Falls slowly like fellow under the notes. She sits there comfortably, eyes waver. Presumably, gaze too. Shake the world into her. Shake your own introductions. Variations on the world gone strange. And the strange is indeed varying. It's evolution, she wheezes in some far-off smog. The roof of this building is above another world. And in its own, I insist, realms multiply. Like hairs from a cat and cling to her ephemeral sweater. That's one of those things you're not supposed to talk about. Your reflection on the water is a tree. And it grows. Your left hand fell off. And you wish to trade it in for the right. You say it would make sense to get your left hand and put it in your right hand. If life presents me an opposition, you say, I'll present it with one, damn it. Your insistence can be painful. The cost of obscured handshakes. A market-pressured frivolity. Listening over my shoulder I rediscover. An old tune. Sound rises. That eighth-worldly wonder of running a risk. In fear of losing the ember sugar. It falls underground and becomes another. You move the tropical grass upstairs. And plant your promises like a ball of roots. You find my beat warm in your ear. You sense the rhythm of this protest. You see you are screaming for my big sign. Let me tell you a thing or two. Yes, let me and I will, when I feel like it. I don't need to protest. Your pulse is adequate for the watery sway. This ribbon of images was abandoned on the cutting floor. I would certainly wish to contradict myself. If I were two people instead of one. And I just might be. You slip over a cord. Slip over the almost. Slip over the feet. Slip, while stopping. Slip sleep. Slip over sleeping. Your tea is steeping. Your towel is dripping. Your boredom is tickling. The footboard. In the photo album. At the foot of the bed. Your mother is weeping. You raft down the river. Your dress falls down whispering. And coins fall into the water that remains in your past. Just past the wake. The bed of that river. Tucks the money in silently. Press this object. Press my button. Press that view. Press my pants. Press here now. Light past trees, almost barrier song. Tap of feet. This image has been provided just for you. Press a button and find out. The world shivers in its quiet dawn. Behold, a metal container left under a podium with large holes sifts the sands of nearly found words. The container once watered the cane-like tropical sky. When I ask where the spark between two worlds comes from, you shrug. The shadow from one rim of the bathtub to the other makes us appear full as dark. Look for rest on your land. There, a pillow, and here, a line you love. The violent film slapped me. It pushed one bullet into my brain and all fall down. As you read these dying red words, remember, please. I am at once your God and no one. And yet it is you who gives them life. To nourish the crop with sweat and spine. This bridge leads downward to an underground spring.